Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, June 21st. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, how last week's conference in St. Petersburg threatens the New World Order. Well, the International Community of Nations is undergoing the most significant realignment since World War II. Until 2 years ago, the United States was nestled atop the global order of countries, as it has been since the Second World War. As the clear victor in that conflict, America has been the dominant player in international trade and finance. Through global forums like the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, the U.S. has seen its policies prevail on almost every major turn for over half a century. Now, the country's 41st president, George H.W. Bush, first created the American vision for the world's future. In his 1991 State of the Union, Bush put forward what he called a New World Order. After praising the country's effort in Iraq War I, Bush goes on to conflate the goals and aspirations of America with those of the rest of the world. This New World Order, says Bush, is more than, quote, one small nation. It's a big idea. Diverse nations are drawn together to achieve peace, security, freedom, and the rule of law, unquote. Noble goals, to be sure, but implicit in all of this is that one nation will lead this diverse group, and that's the United States. For 31 years, in such far-off places as Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Kosovo, the United States, with Europe in tow, enforced its New World Order. That ended dramatically in the early morning of February 24, 2022. The Russian Federation would commence a special military operation against Ukraine in the next few hours. Now, the conflict that had begun at least a decade before now broke into flames. Russian troops poured over the border and into Ukraine. The immediate objective was to demilitarize Ukraine and protect the Russian-speaking population and secure Ukraine as a permanently neutral country. Russian leadership was anxious to secure a buffer between the NATO countries to the west and their homeland. Of course, this action contradicted the American vision of a new world order. With principal aid from the United States, NATO had built up the Ukrainian military so that, by most estimates, it was the strongest army in NATO. America had developed a series of laboratories nationwide with significant biological and nuclear capabilities. Designed originally to decommission weapons from the old Soviet Union, these labs remained operational until fighting with Russia broke out. Some question why they continued to operate after the USSR fell years before. For the administration in Washington, Russian actions were not to be tolerated. Russia had invaded America's client state of Ukraine without diplomatic cover from a global organization such as the United States. However, it is becoming increasingly uncertain how the UN may have voted. Ukraine, you see, has divided the global community. It is no longer the case that the United States can direct world opinion. And last week, that became vividly evident. You see, last week was the 25th meeting of the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, a forum designed initially by Russia to encourage international trade and finance. It has become the de facto referendum to the new multipolar world. In attendance in St. Petersburg were two-thirds of all the countries on Earth, representing two-thirds of the world's population. This is no fly-by-night trade conference. This was suddenly a multinational organization that would set the aims and objectives for commerce and diplomacy on the so-called south side of the globe. Current estimates are that well over 500 business agreements were reached last week, representing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of exchange. Personal conferences were held between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the head of the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Any agreement between Russia and the UAE would be significant because it would unite one of the last remaining oil-producing countries still loyal to the United States. Saudi Arabia, it appears, has already chosen to join Russia and the OPEC Plus Association of Oil-Producing Countries. The St. Petersburg Conference went a long way in cementing ties between the BRICS countries and moved these countries farther away from the old New World Order, the order envisioned by President Bush. The 130 countries in attendance increasingly show that they don't need the old order of Europe and the United States. They can do just fine on their own, thank you. Trade between these countries increasingly utilizes the Chinese SIP system for international settlements and is gaining market share. More recently, moves by Russia and China look to amalgamate a new military alliance. Overall, the conference in St. Petersburg was a stunning success. Now, when most countries on Earth can get together and agree on substantive economic progress, it would generally be considered a major news story, but not here in the United States. And perhaps that tells you all you need to know about how this new world order is developing. And that's The Value Side for Wednesday, June 21st. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.